Finally today, the agony of defeat. That's the mood in Italy right now after the Italian national soccer team failed to qualify for the Men's World Cup next year. Yes, Italy. First time in 60 years that's happened. Italian fans are taking this unexpected elimination of the four-time world champs really hard. And for the world soccer guy, William Troop, it's personal.
The head of the Italian Soccer Federation perhaps saw this coming. Carlo Tavecchio said weeks ago it would be an apocalypse if Italy failed to qualify for the World Cup. He meant that in a reassuring way. But the apocalypse did happen yesterday in Milan. As the referee blew his whistle to end the match between Sweden and Italy,
it was like hearing the blow of death.
That's Italian journalist Tancredi Palmieri of BN Sport. He was at the San Siro Stadium in Milan last night.
The stadium went silent. Every Italian player walked through the mix zone with tears in eyes. Everyone except Buffon.
He means Gigi Buffon, the 39-year-old Italian goalkeeper, a World Cup winner in 2006, a legend of the sport who was playing, it turns out, the final game of his international career. Right after the match, Buffon went on live Italian TV to apologize to the fans. He didn't just have tears in his eyes. He full-on cried as he spoke. Just listen to the pain dripping from his voice.
Dispiace perché abbiamo fallito un qualcosa che anche a livello sociale poteva essere veramente importante e di conseguenza niente.
We failed, he said, when we could have been great. After that, Buffon walked past the media scrum, past Tancredi Palmieri.
He was walking in front of us and he was still crying. When you fall from the stars, the heat is much heavier and painful.
Italian fans everywhere are feeling that hit right now. And they blame one man above all, Italy coach Giampiero Ventura. They're calling him clueless, incompetent, and worse. Ventura could only muster this after his team was eliminated from the World Cup.
Scusa del risultato, assolutamente sì.
I'm sorry about the outcome, he said. Understatement of the year. Okay, full disclosure, I am one of those disillusioned Italy fans. Grew up in Italy, learned to play soccer there, still feel the passion every time the Azzurri take the field, and I root for them harder than I do for my native Mexico or my adopted U.S. But I suppose this does make it easier during the actual Men's World Cup next year. I won't have to choose. No Italy? The U.S. failed to qualify too? So it's simple. Vamos, Mexico!
Mi dispiace, the world's William Troop. Disappointed Italy fan today, but hopeful Mexico fan looking ahead to next year.